This is Fresh Air. A Real Pain is a new comic drama written and directed by actor Jesse Eisenberg. It's the story of two cousins, played by Eisenberg and Succession's Kieran Culkin, who take a tour of Poland to honor the memory of their Holocaust survivor grandmother. Our critic at large, John Powers, says the movie, which opens this week, isn't just incredibly entertaining. It's one of the best movies he's seen about coming to terms with the past. Here's John.
We live in an era of ceaseless, shocking normalization. Things that were once thought beyond the pale, today's political discourse, say, or TV ads for ED, are now accepted as routine. These days, it no longer seems bizarre that there's an industry devoted to taking tourists to Holocaust sites, with fancy food and hotels as part of the package. One person who clearly finds this kind of tourism odd is Jesse Eisenberg. Indeed, such a tour forms the spine of A Real Pain, a quietly thrilling movie that he wrote, directed, and co-stars in. Following two cousins on a Jewish heritage tour of Poland, Eisenberg uses this cockeyed version of a road movie to tell a funny, moving, casually profound story about family, friendship, the weight of the Jewish past, the weight of everyone's past, and the different ways one deals with suffering. Eisenberg plays David Kaplan, a prosperous married ad salesman who's taking this Polish tour with his cousin Benji. That's Kieran Culkin, a wounded soul with whom he was once quite close. They plan to end their trip by visiting the hometown of their recently deceased grandmother, who escaped from one of the camps. But first, under the eyes of a well-meaning Gentile British guide, an excellent Will Sharp, they join a small group that includes a melancholy divorcee, played by Jennifer Grey, and a Tutsi survivor of the Rwandan genocide. That's Kirst Egiowan, who's converted to Judaism. As the group visits graveyards and memorials, heading toward the Majdanek death camp, David and Benji josh around, kvetch, reminisce about the past, smoke dope on Warsaw rooftops, and try to figure out a relationship that's changed over the years. Where Eisenberg's David is stressed and responsible, Culkin's Benji is a sort of Lenny Bruce-style manic depressive, who can get everyone laughing with his sunny, profane directness, then thunderclap into emotional darkness. David envies Benji for his truth-telling panache. Benji envies David for having a wife and son to love him. Here, over dinner, David starts telling the group about their grandmother, prompting an unhappy response from Benji.
You know, Grandma never pitied herself. In fact, she always told me she was grateful for her struggle.
Well, that's just it. What she endured, that gave her hope, right?
Yes. In fact, she used to tell me that, like, you know, first-generation immigrants work some, like, menial job. You know, they drive cabs, they deliver food. Second generation, they go to good schools, and they become, like, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. And the third generation lives in their mother's basement and smokes pot all day. I mean...
She said that?
I think she was, like, just speaking generally about, like, the immigrant experience.
I lived in my mom's basement.
She was just talking about immigrants.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
A Real Pain is an almost perfect little film, whose tiny flaws make it more human. It's never preeningly artful. But artful it is, sharply written and directed with a delicate feel for ambivalence and ambiguity. There's no cheap emotion in it. The scene when Benji and David reach their grandmother's house is a gem of shifting emotional and historical overtones. And the stars are just terrific, playing nifty riffs on two familiar types. Eisenberg shines as an anxious good guy who, caught up in work in his own head, has trouble seeing and emotionally engaging with those who are unhappy, partly because they make him feel guilty. Although David may actually learn more on their trip than his cousin, Benji is the flashier part, and Eisenberg generously gives it to his co-star. As his Roman Roy in Succession made clear, Culkin knows how to make us enjoy and have sympathy for the pinball machine flamboyance of damaged men. His Benji may be mired in emotional distress, yet he still sees the sadness behind other people's eyes and refuses to pretend it's not there. Even as he leads the group to pose comically on the memorial to the Warsaw Ghetto, David keeps an uneasily respectful distance. Benji's also the tour member who explodes when they travel first class on a Polish train, given the meaning of trains in Jewish history. People can't go around being happy all the time, he snaps. Although it's filled with great jokes, A Real Pain tackles something big and hard. It explores how we confront pain, an inescapable reality that ranges from the epic horror of industrial murder that guts David and Benji at the death camp, to our own personal losses that are no less real because they aren't as historically vast as the Holocaust. With the lightest of touches, Eisenberg's stunning film got me thinking about the different ways we deal with suffering, both past and present. Should we simply get on with life, as David often seems to? Or should we take that pain into ourselves, as does Benji? Or is there a way to somehow do both?
John Powers reviewed the new movie, A Real Pain. On tomorrow's show, how foreign powers, including Russia and Iran, are developing new ways to manipulate American voters. We'll talk with David Kirkpatrick of The New Yorker about a new government group created to combat foreign influence, how it decides what to tell the public, and concerns that its warnings can backfire. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.